Hello and welcome to The Cryptid Catalog, a podcast for monster lovers young and old. Before we jump in, I want to mention some of the themes in today's story. Cryptid Catalog tries to cover stories in a kid-friendly manner, but every listener has different thresholds. So to make sure this story is suitable for your listeners, here are some things that you can expect to hear in today's story. Today's show contains the eating of human flesh.
Human flesh.
If all that sounds intriguing, then sit back, get a little cozy, and come with us as we open up the Cryptid Catalog. Killian, picture this.
Yeah.
The rolling hills around you are covered in tall green grass. In the distance, a Mediterranean sea dances beneath a cloudless sky. A rumble of thunder booms and shakes the earth. Behind you, a cloud moves across the sky and blocks the sun, casting a long humanoid shadow over you. Turning slowly, you suddenly realize that it wasn't thunder or a cloud. No, it was something tall, hulking, ugly, and its one eye is locked on its lunch. I mean, you. Killian, what is this creature?
Cyclops.
It's a cyclops. Let's open up the Cryptid Catalog and find out more. Okay, so before we start, we are going to say a huge thank you to our friend Atlee for suggesting...
Which is from Ireland.
Huh?
Ireland.
Who's from Ireland?
She is.
Is she?
Yeah, cyclops are from Ireland.
The cyclops. I thought you meant this person, yeah. The lovely listener who suggested. I was like, I don't know that she is, Killian.
But she is. But she might be since she suggested the cyclops.
You never know. Are you sure the cyclops is from Ireland? We'll find out. Before we start, let's say our big thank you to Atlee for suggesting the Cyclops. We hope you enjoy this episode. What do you say to Atlee?
Thank you.
Good job. All right, Killian, so what do you know about Cyclops?
One eye. That's it.
And what else? That's all you know?
And he's strong and manly. But some of them are like... Some of them are, like, chunky and, like, they can, like, whenever they sleep and, like, a man is just running, they're like, yeah! Oh, no, the Cyclops is coming down!
All right, I have to tell you something.
And the belly just smashes
him. I have to tell you something.
What?
None of that is correct.
What?
Well,
the one eye is correct.
No, but no, it's not. Because Cyclops' real name is Scott Summers, and he made his first appearance in X-Men's number one way back in September of 1963. Cyclops has the power to shoot a laser from his eyes and a weakness for Jean Grey.
Ooh.
Wait, I'm so sorry. I think you were right. You were talking about the mythical Cyclops.
Yes, the mythical
This Cyclops. Is about Cyclops from X-Men. Hold on, we gotta find more information. So, as a real quick side note, while Daddy was doing his bit about the Marvel Comics Cyclops, he found out that James Marsden was the original Cyclops from the 2000s X-Men movies. He didn't know that. Anyway, so now that we're done with Daddy's little joke, let's go on to what a real Cyclops is. So, this is, again, a creature brought to us by Greek myth. And spoiler, today's story is a retelling of one of the most famous encounters with a Cyclops called Polyphemus.
Polyphemus?
From Homer's epic poem, The Odyssey.
Homer! Wait, The Odyssey also has sirens in it.
It does! You're correct. So in Greek and later Roman myths, there are three kinds of Cyclopses, all of which share most of the same characteristics. All Cyclopses are giant, and they're insanely strong and have a frightening ability to crush a grown man with their bare hands. They are characterized by having 10 eyes. No, sorry. How many eyes do they have?
One.
One eye. One big, massive eye like Mike Wazowski.
And I think that's his dad.
You think?
I think Mike Wazowski is the child of a.
But Mike Wazowski is very small.
Yes, but that's what I'm saying. The child of a
maybe
of a Cyclops.
Gotcha.
And wait, I have one more thing to say.
Okay, what's your thing to say?
So, wait, I forgot.
Okay, if it comes back to you, let
me know.
Please
continue.
Okay. So we get three different stories of Cyclopses. We have Homer's sheep herders, Hesiod's thunderbolt crafters, and the Cyclopean wall builders. Homer's take on the Cyclopses is the most unkind, painting them as simple sheep herders who attack sailors, live in caves, and act as monsters with no regard for Zeus. But we will dig. I know, but we will.
Zeus is good.
Well, it depends. Anyway, we will dig into Homer's version of the Cyclopses in our story a little bit more, so we'll hold off on that for a second. So the next iteration of the Cyclops are the wall builders, and they are just that. Fine craftsmen who made very pretty and really cool walls.
Cool.
So in Mycenae, which I don't know if I'm saying these right, but Trina and Argos, which that I know I said right, there are these walls built with massive limestone boulders too large for mortal men to carry, carve, and stack. So philosophers like Aristotle said that the Cyclopses were the ones who used their masterful craftsmanship to create these walls and were experts at masonry, iron, and bronze work.
Bronze work.
So like when they like make things like sculptures and different things with bronze, like the metal. Make sense?
Mm.
Mm-hmm. So Homer said that Cyclopses were brutes who were only good at eating people, while some philosophers said that they were master masons. Well, Killian, what if I told you that some Cyclopses were such good craftsmen that they created the weapons for the gods?
Zeus's lightning bolt.
So Greek writer Hesiod says, he tells us a story of three brothers whose parents were the sky and the earth. Their siblings were the mighty Titans. These brothers each had...
Release the Kraken. Because there's a movie called The Titans, and they say release the Kraken.
How do you know that?
Trailer's in front of a DVD.
Oh, okay.
No, I saw a clip of it in Monstrum, and Gigi...
Told you.
Seen The Titans.
I've never seen The Titans movie. Anyway, so let's get back to what we were doing. These brothers each had one large eye atop their foreheads. The names that Hesiod gave them were Argus, which is bright, Bronte, which is thunder, and Stirrups, which is lightning, reflecting their fundamental role as a future thunderbolt makers. In their story, the brothers were imprisoned by Cronos, the first king of the gods. Enter a young Zeus, son of Cronos. This part I do know. For several reasons, Zeus wanted to overthrow Cronos and become ruler of the cosmos. Zeus freed the three brothers, and to say thank you for that, the brothers crafted the first lightning bolts for Zeus to use, and these weapons ultimately led to Zeus's victory over his father. So you were right when you said Zeus's thunderbolts. So according to legend, the brothers also created Poseidon's trident. And
Poseidon, the dad of King Triton and Ursula.
Nope, but okay.
No, video said that's...
Again, I will have to tell you that not all videos are accurate.
Okay, whatever.
But do you remember who in other fictional news, do you remember who the son of Poseidon is?
King Triton.
No, the son of Poseidon.
Yeah.
Percy Jackson. Killian.
There are two sons.
No, it's just baby. It's a whole. You have to understand with Greek mythology, it's like every story is a different version. It's hard to. There's no one universal truth.
Legend.
Kind of. There's no one universal truth. So he created Poseidon's trident and Hades' cap of invisibility that the gods used to overthrow the raging Titans.
Hey, that's his
Do you
fire
remember?
Cap. His fire cap. It's fire.
Yeah. These brothers have a long history, and eventually a god named Hephaestus is born, who after the Cyclops' brothers' deaths became the immortal creator of Zeus's thunderbolts and is most commonly known as the creator of the weapons. Do you remember in the movie Hercules?
Yes.
Do you actually remember?
Yes.
Okay. Do you remember
No.
You don't? Do you? Because Mommy and Daddy were just talking about how you need to watch that movie because it's one of Mommy and Daddy's
favorites. Hercules?
Favorite. Yes. There's a scene where there's...
The Disney Hercules?
Correct.
Oh, I've seen... But you haven't seen it in a long time.
There's a part where they're getting ready for battle and there's a big guy and he's like hammering the thunderbolts and he throws them up to Zeus. That's Hephaestus, anyway.
Hephaestus.
Mm-hmm. And do you remember the Titans? Hades releases the Titans.
I remember
that. He really doesn't remember. We gotta watch Hercules kill.
I remember.
They go, kill Zeus. And they're like, guys, Mount Olympus is that way. It's very funny.
I remember that.
And there's a Cyclops with them, remember?
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Kill Zeus. Okay, guys, Mount Olympus is that way.
It's a very funny bit. It's a very funny movie.
Guys, Mount Olympus is that way.
Mount Olympus.
Mount Olympus.
All right, we've gotten off track, Killian. We got to reel it back in.
Yeah!
So the brothers have a very cool story, and if your grown-ups are okay with it, you should look them up and learn about some more about them.
Hercules.
What?
Or watch Hercules.
Hercules is not altogether accurate, but yes. So those are the three most famous iterations of Cyclopses from antiquity. Pretty neat, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what is the possible origin of the Cyclops?
Yeah.
Imagine you're walking into a coastal cave on the western side of Italy or the coast of Greece, and inside you find a massive skull, large teeth, massive bones, and it's in that skull is the massive indent where an eye should be. It must have belonged to a giant one-eyed monster, right?
Yes.
Wrong. It belonged to a dwarf elephant common to the area during the Ice Age. The strange eye socket? It's actually just a sunken nasal cavity.
The Ice Age is also a movie.
That is also a movie. It's actually just a sunken nasal cavity. But who's to say, maybe it is the Cyclops and maybe they planted those skulls there to fool everybody. After all, they can be pretty crafty. So let's dive back into the Odyssey. What other story have we heard from Odysseus's journey home? You've already said it. Say it again. What else is in the Odyssey?
Siren.
There we go. So let's see how our misplaced hero fares against the island of the Cyclops. In a land far away, there lived a brave warrior named Odysseus. He had fought valiantly.
Cool name.
It is a cool name. He had fought valiantly in the Trojan War, but now he wanted to return home to his beloved island of Ithaca and his wife, Penelope. Odysseus and his loyal crew did what any crew would do. They set sail on their ships, hoping for a smooth journey. Sadly, the Greek gods had other plans for them. You see, the Greek gods loved playing tricks on mortals, and so because of that, Odysseus and his men were set to face monsters, trials, and a whole lot of chaos. Their first great challenge came when they reached the island of the Cyclops. These were enormous one-eyed creatures who possessed incredible strength and ferocity. Odysseus knew he had to be cautious, but his curiosity got the better of him. He and his men decided to explore the island to find out more about these mysterious creatures. They discovered a cave, the dwelling place of the terrifying Cyclops named Polyphemus. He was a massive giant, far larger than any man, with a single glaring eye in the middle of his forehead. Now, our hero Odysseus was a brilliant strategist, and he devised a plan to take advantage of the Cyclops. He and his men entered the cave while Polyphemus was out tending his flock of sheep. Inside, they found a feast of food and wine. Odysseus urged his men to take only what they needed and to not provoke the Cyclops. But his men became greedy and urged Odysseus to take more. They convinced him to stay and face the Cyclops, rather than leaving with what they had already taken. Odysseus reluctantly agreed, knowing the danger that they were putting themselves in. When Polyphemus returned and found the intruders in his cave, he grew furious.
Who?
Polyphemus. He blocked the entrance with a massive boulder, trapping Odysseus and his men inside. The Cyclops demanded to know who they were and why they dared enter his domain. Odysseus, thinking quickly, introduced himself as Nobody. Odysseus's men looked at him confused but kept quiet. Polyphemus, completely fooled, decided that since Nobody and his men ate his food, then Polyphemus should eat something too. So he began to eat Odysseus's men one by one. But Odysseus refused to surrender. He devised another plan to escape. He found a large, sharpened stake in the cave, and with the help of his men, he heated it in the fire until it glowed red hot. When the Cyclops approached to eat Odysseus next, the warrior and his men drove the burning stake straight into Polyphemus's eye. The giant howled in agony and called out his fellow Cyclopses for help. When they asked him who hurt him, the Cyclops shouted back that nobody hurt me. Because of this, the other Cyclopses didn't bother coming back to check on Polyphemus. Taking advantage of the Cyclops being blinded in pain, Odysseus and his men held onto the bellies of the creature's sheep and rode out of the cave underneath them. As they sailed away from the island of the Cyclops, Odysseus couldn't help but shout out to Polyphemus of his victory. However, his hubris caught the attention of the gods, and Poseidon, the god of the sea, and Polyphemus's father grew very angry with Odysseus. Thus, Odysseus and his crew would face even more trials and challenges on their journey home. But that's a story for another time. The end.
And that's the story of the sirens.
The sirens then come a little bit later. Yes, you're correct.
Because they're in the sea.
Yes, because he made them angry. He made the gods angry, specifically Poseidon.
And then he'll be swimming like all the way to the island of the sirens, and there'll be, and he'll be like, "Did you hear? Did you hear? Nobody killed my son."
I know. And then they're gonna say, "Well, if nobody did it, you know what? I have news for you. There's a very good chance you'll read the Odyssey in high school, so you have that to look forward to."
Yay!
At least that's what mommy read him. All right, so what do you think about the Cyclops?
I don't know.
You don't know? Did you think they were scary? Did you think they were cool?
I think they're cool and deadly and...
Which version
and,
of them?
And very... And blind, and they can't wear glasses.
Well, he's only blind because he hurt him. Which version of the Cyclops is your favorite? The kind of, like, mean, kind of brutish version from the Odyssey? Or, like, the really cool and smart version, like, that made really cool stuff.
The one from Hercules. Kato Zeus.
Okay.
Guys.
I should have never told you that part.
Mount Olympus is that way.
Anyway. So that's it. So thank you one more time to Atlee for a great suggestion, because not only was the Cyclops a good suggestion, but we got to learn a little bit more about the Odyssey, because there's a ton in that poem. It's like this super long poem.
Ooh, yay.
Yeah, so now we've gotten to listen to two stories kind of from the Odyssey. So thank you for that. All right, so Killian just reminded me that we have something to talk about. Killian.
Merch.
We have merch. So for those of you who don't follow us on Instagram, we have two amazing pieces of merch. So the first one is our logo, the logo that has been our logo since the beginning of this podcast. And that is a design made by our friend, Becca Bright. If you go on our Instagram, you can see we've tagged the two artists who helped us make this amazing merch. And then the second one is actually a piece that was made by the parent of one of our listeners. A listener of the show named Aaron wanted merch, and we didn't have any, So Aaron's dad, Jesse Lundberg, who has their own graphic arts and like just an incredible artist. It's called Lundberg Graphics. But anyway, he reached out to us and said that he would love to make some design for our merch. So he came up with our second design, which is our like homage to Scooby-Doo, right? Mm-hmm. It's so cool. So we have the logo merch and we have the Scooby-Doo inspired merch by Aaron's dad. And so we want to say a big, 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 big thank you to Aaron for first of all, reminding us that we did not have merch. And second of all, for having a pretty cool dad who helped us out a ton, right?
Uh-huh.
Do you love that design?
Mm-hmm.
He freaked out when he saw it. He was so excited. So all that rambling is to say that we have merch. So if you go to bonfire.com/store/morningcupofmurder, because I did not make a separate shop for Cryptid Catalog. I might if we get more pieces, regardless. If you go there and you scroll down to the bottom, you will see the two designs. So like I said, there is the logo design made by Becca. Oh, it's not all the way at the bottom. It's close to the bottom. We've got the logo design made by Becca, and we've got the it's called Zoinks. It's the Cryptid Catalog made by Jesse Lundberg. And both are incredible. Both have children's sizes, obviously. And adult sizes. So I hope you guys like it. And we would love to see if you have already ordered merch and you get it in the mail. I'm dying to see pictures of it with your with the little listeners. And so if you want to tag us in that or send it to us, that would be amazing. We're very excited to see the merch on people. We've already ordered ours. All right. That's it, guys. So thank you for listening. I'm Karina.
I'm Daddy.
You are not.
I'm Killian.
And this has been the Cryptid Catalog. Until next time, remember.
The cryptids are watching and you can have our merch all the time.
Thank you for listening to The Cryptid Catalog. This show is hosted by Karina and Killian Beemisterfer. Written, researched, and edited by Dylan Beemisterfer. And the music was created and performed by Will Shelton. Grownups, if you would like to help support the show, please take a second to finish out the episode and listen to some ads.